课堂听 class.com。
This is Doug Johnson with the special English program in the news. This past week, the people of China honored their former leader, Deng Xiaoping. He died February 19th. He was 92 years old. Deng Xiaoping is considered one of modern China's great leaders. He became the top leader soon after the death of Mao Zedong in 1976. He then began economic reforms that greatly changed the country. Mr. Deng's reform policies helped to free China from the earlier communist policies of central economic planning. For example, China's huge but ineffective government-owned farms were divided among the people who worked on them. And farmers were permitted to sell the extra crops they grew. The reforms also established special economic areas along China's southern coast. Capitalist investments, including investments from foreign companies, were permitted in these areas. Under Mr. Deng's leadership, China's economy developed rapidly. Today, China has the third largest economy in the world. Deng Xiaoping was born in 1904 in Sichuan province. As a young man, he studied in France and Russia. After returning to China, he held military positions in the Chinese Communist Party. He fought against Japan during World War II. He then fought in China's civil war as a close ally of Communist Party Chairman Mao Zedong. After the Communists came to power in 1949, Mr. Deng held positions in the party and the government. He gained and lost power several times. In 1966, he was ousted from all positions of power. In 1973, however, he regained important influence. He was ousted again in 1976, several months before Mao's death. Finally, in 1977, he took control of the government, the army, and the Communist Party. At that time, he began his economic reforms. Before his funeral services in Beijing on Tuesday, Mr. Deng's body was burned as he had requested. He also requested that his ashes be spread over the sea. This special English in the News program was written by Oliver Chandler. This is Doug Johnson.